Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So the stat on Harden is he's the first player with multiple games of 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists.
They're better than what I thought they were going to be. I thought this was a team that would be probably playing their first round playoff matchup on the road.
I got to give credit where credit's due because I didn't like the D'Antoni hire, but they are closer to the Warriors than they are to the Clippers, who are five games behind the Rockets and Spurs. This is why most of you Cowboy fans, people hate you. Can't say enough good things about your team without you trying to turn it. You know what the Packers' run was during that stretch? They came back and beat the Bears. They lost to the Falcons, Colts, Titans, and they lost to the Redskins.
I mean, obviously the Packers are a different team right now than they were. Yeah. And I'll be honest, the Cowboys haven't looked as great as they did early in the season.
To just take that game and say, oh, well, this happened, so this is going to happen? Go to the betting windows then. Good luck.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, we trolled Cowboy fans a little bit, bad Cowboy fans, had golden showers and everything else. It's a good first 2 hours. You'll just have to go get it on podcastarena.com. You heard me saying the positive stuff about James Harden. I did say earlier in the show that there would be a not-so-positive thing about the Rockets.
Okay. Hard to knock them right now.
It's almost impossible, but somebody found a way to do it. Busted Coverage did their three real contenders and three real pretenders.
Okay.
And no surprise, they have the Cavaliers as number one on their contenders list.
Maybe that is a surprise. ESPN had them as fourth.
Warriors, they have number two, which makes perfect sense. And at three...
Oh, I'm sorry, the Warriors were fourth on the...
Oh, really?
Okay. Cavs were one.
All right. Well, they had Cavs, Warriors, and Spurs are their three contenders.
Okay. That's who I feel the same way.
Their pretenders, pretender number one, they have the L.A. Clippers, who... Mm. Yeah,
Chris, to call them a pretender, maybe a bit of a stretch. I won't go that far.
Yeah. Actually, all three of these teams that they have as pretenders, I think, is... Well, no, I'll take it back, because number two, they have the Toronto Raptors, and I don't think they're fool's gold, which, you know, the Clippers have a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I just think they're one of those teams that is better in the regular season. And they got pretty far last year, but they had good seeds 2 years before that and didn't get anywhere. Love their backcourt, but I don't see them winning the East unless LeBron drops dead. So, to me, makes you a pretender.
Okay.
Number three on their list, and they go into great detail as to why this team is a pretender.
The Utah Jazz.
The Houston Rockets.
Oh.
And first they say wonderful things about James Harden. Here's their reasons. As good as they are at this point of the season, going forward, it's hard for me to honestly say that I think they have enough firepower to dethrone the Warriors. As well as they play as a team offensively, it is no surprise they're still in the bottom five of the NBA in defense. Playing one side of the ball will get you torched against the Golden State Warriors. Can they beat the Spurs, whose coach has perfected basketball on its mental platform? If Phil Jackson is the Zen master, I hereby dub Greg Popovich the Jedi master. Not sure the Rockets have the discipline to topple San Antonio. I think that one's arguable. Hard to argue with the first one.
Yeah.
And it says, lastly, and this is the one that kind of makes you open your eyes a little bit. As great as Harden has been, he's the league leader in minutes played with 1,426 total minutes. He has a usage percentage of 33.8, which is fourth in the NBA. That's why does this matter? Because you cannot survive if you're running your source of power into the ground. And I think that's kind of a fair thing to bring up. He's playing in a lot of minutes. He's doing an awful lot here in the regular season. Are you going to be able to do that in the playoffs after an 82-game season?
I mean, the 2014 Cavaliers figured that out. That they, I mean, they drove LeBron into the dirt. And when the finals came around, he was just out of gas. 2015, they used him differently. They sat him more, played less minutes. Playoff time, he was fresher. In the finals, he was, a demigod, basically. James Harden isn't LeBron James, but I do understand that usage thing. I mean, he plays a lot, but that's, I mean, listen, the way
he's a durable dude, though. I worry about it less with him than I do a lot of guys.
Than you would have with LeBron?
Well, not LeBron, no, but I'm talking about a general. I think okay. He's durable.
I worry about James less than I worry about Chris Paul.
Right.
But,
or even Steph, for that matter, if Steph were playing that much, which he doesn't have to.
Yeah, the Warriors are blessed in that way that, like, Klay Thompson just didn't play last night. He just rested. And they're all right, didn't miss a beat, because that's what they can do, because they have so many weapons. If the Rockets rest James Harden, they're probably going to lose the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the...
Unless you're playing one of the very, very bottom teams at home. Clippers haven't been and will still be paper champions after this season. Sick of hearing their hype every season. They are one of the most overhyped teams.
Yeah, they're good. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think they're a tie. I still stand by if there's three teams that I consider title contenders, and the Spurs are barely hanging on.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I think the gap between those top two and the Spurs and Rockets and everybody else is a lot bigger than it is the Spurs to the Rockets.
Yeah. I mean, if you give me Cavs and Warriors versus the field, I'll take Cavs and Warriors all day. Mm-hmm. What are the odds? I'll say I'd say 60% it's one of those two teams that wins the NBA. Maybe 70%.
I'd go higher, yeah. I think I'd say 70%.
And if you throw the Spurs in, I'd probably go to 80%. Yeah. And then you can have the field of 20% with the rest of those guys. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and
it's lopsided.
And if you're taking the field, what you're hoping is somebody gets hurt.
You're hoping multiple people get hurt.
Well, you're hoping LeBron gets hurt and somebody on Golden State gets hurt.
So multiple guys on Golden State.
Well, the one thing about them, if they were to lose Klay Thompson for a long time or lose him for the playoffs, or Steph or Draymond, I wonder if they would have enough, because they did weaken their bench. That's the only negative to them. I wonder if they'd be good enough if they lost one of those four guys to get by everybody.
I think if they lost one of those four guys, they'd be okay. If they lost more than one
of them, I think they'd be okay. I just don't know that they would be. That's when I'd wonder if they could beat the Spurs and the Cavs back-to-back without those guys.
Well, we were in this scenario, we're also assuming LeBron James has been hurt.
Right.
So I was saying, if LeBron James is hurt, the Warriors can lose. You can take one of those four guys off, and the Warriors would still win the title, I think.
So he said, did it factor in that Harden took all of last season off?
Oh, yeah. Stop it. That was just on one side of the ball.
About
I guess that was half a season then, which is that's good.
About Larry, let's go to Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hey, you were talking about death pools, and there was a financial instrument that insurance companies and firms offered. I don't think they offer them anymore because it's so distasteful and gruesome. But you could invest money predicting when someone would die. And this was real popular back when a lot of people were dying of AIDS. So if someone outlived the diagnosis or the prediction, they're terminal, but they outlive the prediction, then you would lose money on that investment. And it's pretty obvious why they don't have that kind of policy anymore, since you have to be kind of sick to invest in something like that. But that leads me to my what are the odds question. You were talking about maybe taking a flyer on a couple of people who aren't so obvious qualified for the death pool.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the odds Johnny Manziel outlives George R. Martin?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll go. George R. R. Martin's in such horrible shape.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any of my list, but
I feel like Johnny Manziel is right there with Justin Bieber. He'll be a popular, long shot young pick, and you need some of those.
Yeah, you have to have one of those come through.
You need,
and
one
you
of those
also
kind of
have to protect yourself with a guy like that, because You know other people are going to have Manziel.
Right. Like, I could put Kirk Douglas and feel pretty good that he's going to die this year.
But
he's like, I don't know how old he is, but he's damn near 100, so it's not going to get me anything. You got to find that fine line between finding someone old who you're pretty sure is going to die and then have a couple guys in there. Like, but here's the other thing. Sometimes these people who are total train wrecks, they're survivors.
Oh, yeah, they live forever. Look at the Rolling Stones, every single one of them.
Exactly. Look at Charlie Sheen. That dude 3 years ago, everybody had him in their death pool. Everybody missed out. Now he's got AIDS, doesn't matter, or HIV, sorry. Yeah. No one gets AIDS anymore. He's got HIV. No one in America gets AIDS anymore, especially rich people. Got HIV. No one's picking Charlie Sheen in their death pool this year. He's proven. That guy's a survivor.
All right, you know what should
He'll die when he's 106, you know if he feels like it.
You know what should be in your Deadpool? Your car payment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because if you go to slashmypayments.com, you're going to kill off all kinds of money from your car payment. Some of them got rates dropped from 9.75% to 3.74%. We've had listeners get their payments dropped by over $100 a month. And that's because car dealers make most of their profit on your loan by marking up your rate, sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. That's money that should be in your pocket. That's why they're coming back and telling you you're getting a great deal. It's because they're pocketing that money, and that should belong to you. And you can get that fixed. All you have to do is go to slashmypayments.com.
It's crazy when they tell you you're getting a great deal, and you're like, oh, you wanted your payment at $450. We got it at $450. Here you go. When really, your credit score means your payment should have been at, you know, $380, and then that's $70 a month they just gouged you out of, and they're taking that from you. It's BS. It's nonsense. And the Ignition Financial team is trying to help you get that money that you deserve. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. It's so simple. It's so quick. Slashmypayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
All right, guys, before we go to break, if you want to get in with a question for Beth Liebling for Pillow Talk, she will be joining us here in the next segment. You can also text your questions if you're too shy to get on air. She's going to give you some great advice on do's and don'ts for dating, but she can weigh in on anything. So 713-780-3776. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You never know the psychopath sitting next to you. You never know the murderer sitting next to you.
ESPN 97.5.
My Pillow presents. Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
And we're back. Beth Liebling joins us for Pillow Talk.
Hi, y'all.
How's it going?
Howdy.
So glad to be here. I'm really loving Wednesdays now. Yeah. I wake up with a smile on my face. I totally enjoy it.
That's good.
Yeah. Being surrounded by two really wonderful, awesome, smart, funny men, it doesn't get much better.
Who are you waking up next to?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
where am I now, though? Let's just start there. We don't need to go backwards.
Is there video of this, or is this all under wraps?
I don't know. I talk a lot, but
Beth, if you haven't checked out our place, man, you need to. Darling Way is at 3423 White Oak. It's just a few blocks east of Heights Boulevard. Not very far from the Christians where we hang out all the time. And she's open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Has all kinds of cool stuff. It's a very awesome place. And we're working on something special for the Blitzers there.
Thank you so much. And so, if they come in, make sure they tell us that they're Blitzers. We love the Blitzers.
Yeah, see. And if you've got questions for her, you can call 713-780-3776 or you can hit us up on the text line. I know some people are a little too shy to get on air, but that's all right. We're going to start with some dating do's and don'ts, but can we? I pose this question to you because it came up earlier in the show that some of the stories were saying, you know, Trump accused of perverted sex acts. Now, isn't the term pervert kind of in the eye of the beholder?
Always, always.
Would you consider that perverted?
I might consider it open. I perhaps maybe I like the term pervert. So for me, I guess that's not a negative. So okay. I might say that, but it would be with a smile on my face. And as long as somebody's doing it with somebody else who's into it, then I'm good with that.
I'm asking for a friend, but like dressing up like a Roman gladiator and role-playing, is that perverted?
Not if you do that every night, but if you've never done that, I guess it probably would be. But to me, well, it sounds like a great sense of humor.
What about masturbating to cartoons?
There are a lot of people who do that. So
interesting.
I guess I don't... Perverted meaning a little bit different. It's just, if people were really honest about what they're doing, you would be amazed how few things are, quote, perverted. Because really, if you're thinking it or doing it, somebody else is also doing it and thinking it. It's amazing.
This is a really good question. And because this is something that a lot of people deal with when they're trying to get pregnant. As his wife and I are trying to get pregnant, and she's doing tests to tell when is the best time to have sex. Not very sexy or much fun. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things, and so many people are going through it now. Weirdly, I will tell you that the best chance of getting pregnant is if you're relaxed and if the woman orgasms. So those things are pretty hard to do when you're feeling it's under the gun. Perhaps the guy could help things out a little bit by having maybe his Roman gladiator costume at the ready. So when it's time, just throw it on. Start laughing. Make it silly. Make it fun. Stop thinking about the baby and just laugh your butts off together and see what happens.
That's not easy, because I can remember that was a lot of pressure whenever you're trying to, because you've got to go to the rim and finish the deal here.
It can be very, very tough.
If you're finishing at the rim, it's probably not going to get her pregnant.
No, but...
Well, maybe if her climax was strong enough, maybe it would.
I don't know.
But no, there absolutely is something to that. And I think for everybody, there are different ways that we relax, but they need to find it. Maybe they need to watch a cartoon to start it off. Maybe there needs to be some stories involved. Maybe they need to just start talking ridiculously silly, dirty to each other. I don't know what it is that can help them relax, but that's what's got to happen.
See, I would say alcohol, but if you're trying to get pregnant, that's not a good thing either.
That's not the move, yeah.
No.
It's okay. I think it's okay to...
Until, right?
I think a lot of chicks actually get pregnant
because
when alcohol is involved.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
so
they do, right?
Because specifically, a lot of single chicks, it happens that way. So I would say it's okay to have alcohol like up until conception.
Right.
Have as much alcohol as you want.
Yeah. Half a glass of red wine is not going to do anybody any harm, I think.
I'm talking about like half a bottle of Fireball.
Yeah. That might do some
harm.
That'll
get you pregnant, I think.
Probably when you least want it.
Well,
that's just the way. But you're right, because alcohol freezes up and we relax more. And that's what aids in conception. It's ridiculously ironic.
All right. We promised the people some do's and don'ts for dating. And I know you've prepared some things that will help the people out. So let's help these people out.
All right. So my first suggestion, and I know it's a basic, but gosh, it's amazing how many bad dates people have been on and stuff. So showering before a date. Being clean.
That's something you have to tell people?
Yes.
I never do that. So.
Yes. I know.
That's a shame.
Isn't that pretty funny? But
it seems like a basic thing to me.
It seems like it would, but shaving for men, right? Sometimes they think that scruffy look is totally in, and really what it makes somebody feel like is that they weren't important enough for them to spend 5 minutes in the bathroom mirror. So, yeah, I think that's...
What about like me? You can tell that I've groomed.
Yes.
But I still have some scruff. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's the grooming part.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not just going in like looking like a werewolf.
Right? When it starts going up and it's, you know, growing up your eyeballs and stuff, then you start thinking, hey, dude, is this
like
a date, or are you just...
When your beard is connected to your chest hair, that's not good, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right,
not good.
Right, right.
Okay.
And the same thing with your attire, right? What you're wearing right now, you're wearing a T-shirt
this is
and
not
everything.
Not date material.
Not date material,
no.
Right? But some people go so far, they think they're on a date, and they want to act like they don't care too much. They don't want to be too invested. God, I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard,
right.
God forbid.
I get that.
And they look like slobs, and that's not right. Way better to be somebody who's willing to take a chance and tries to put their best foot forward by dressing up just a little bit. Match the scene, right? You don't want to go into a...
Go with a polo, I always say, is a good date move. You don't have to be in dress clothes.
Yeah, right.
But like jeans and a polo, I even feel, are acceptable for a date.
They would be without, let's at least put some Docksiders on or something, not just sneakers, right? Or don't have big holes in your jeans unless they're really styling jeans and your shirt is really, you know, top notch or something. But yes, put a little bit of thought into it. Don't look like you're just going to have a beer with your buddies and watch TV in somebody's basement.
Boots for dates. Versatile footwear.
Boots can be good.
Plus, they make you look taller.
Yeah. Easy to get off if you need to get them off. And easy to find in the morning.
There you go. And the other thing. Okay, so I'll ask you guys. So how do you know? Because in our gender stereotyped world, usually it's the guy that's responsible for making the first move at the end of the date. How do you know whether to kiss a woman or not on a first date? Or a second date or a third date, I guess. Right?
On a first date, I mean, I haven't had a first date and I don't even know how long. But I think the move is to not kiss on the first date in general. I think that then on if you have a second date, clearly she's interested, at least to some extent.
So how do you say goodbye on the first date?
Hug. A handshake or like a
You would handshake? AJ, you would handshake.
Yeah. Or
that's so cute.
Maybe.
That's very polite.
Maybe like a hug, but like the top half hug,
kind of the half hug, not the full on. It can push your breasts up against me hug.
It can be a frontal hug, but only where your shoulders touch. Like if your waists are touching, that's not a first date hug.
That's not.
That'll creep a chick out probably.
Yeah.
Huh. See, I have a third date rule. I've been out of the game now for a while, but if nothing had happened by the third date, it wasn't going to happen.
I'm kind of like that on the second date, like so.
You're a little more impatient
than
me.
This is me. I don't try to kiss on the first date.
Okay.
And if I try for a kiss on the second date and it's not happening, if you found my company enjoyable enough to go out with me twice to dinner and I've bought a couple meals or a movie, but you don't feel comfortable enough to touch mouths with me, there's probably not going to be a third date.
And do you wait till the end of the second date before you try and touch mouths?
More than likely, yeah. Unless there's some great moment that presents itself. I mean,
do you touch before that? Does the woman get some sign?
You throw some touch out there to see. I mean, that's the only way to gauge interest. And you could, I mean, if the touch is reciprocated, then you could tell the date's going well. You know, if you touch them and they act like you are a snake, you may not even want to try the kiss at the end of the night.
We're both pretty good poker players. You can get a good read on somebody real easily. That, oh no, she thinks you're a disgusting troll versus, oh yeah, this is happening. It's pretty easy to tell. I mean, you can tell from the facial reactions and body tics and the fact that they're running and screaming is usually a good sign.
That would do it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? Hey, can you hang around for a minute?
Of course.
I want to do a little more here, but right now I got to tell you about, here's a perfect thing to lead into this because, guys, if you're not going to shave on the date, you're not going to get any. But if you go to Harry's, guess what? You're going to get a great razor. You're going to get it at a ridiculously low price. You're going to look clean shaven, and your date's going to go really well. And for decades, one big razor company's relentlessly increased prices, reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. But Jeff and Andy were tired of getting ripped off. They started their own factory. And guess what? By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, they offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay anywhere else. And these blades are fantastic. They upgraded them this year. They were great before. Now they're even better. They didn't raise the price. Now try going to the store where you got to go and unlock the damn thing to get them out of there and you pay too much money. Why don't you just have them delivered right to you? And they're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. That's their entire shave set for free. Plus, as a special offer, just for the Blitzers, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code FOWER at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code FOWER, FAOUR, Harry's.com.
I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
All right, we're back. Beth Liebling with us from Darling Way. She's also a former Houston family law attorney, so she knows the legal stuff, too, in addition to the sex stuff. 409 says, my wife and I had sex on our first date, been married 31 years. I'm not saying I don't have it
yeah,
on
I'm
the first date.
I'm not saying it could happen.
God. You know that halfway through the date, though, that that's happening.
Do you cut, I'd say cut the date short, but what do you do if you figure it out halfway through?
Check, please.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you want to go back? I got some great alcohol at my place. Boom, done.
Do people still judge a woman if she sleeps with somebody on their first date? There's that stereotype. I don't know if it's really true.
Yeah, like when I was dating, I was never opposed if a girl was going to, if she was open to that. But if I were looking for like a legitimate relationship, I don't know that I'd go back into that. Like, I don't know if I'd totally scratch it off the list.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe I would, that'd be in the con side for like wife material.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, right?
It's kind of weird.
Because once you're married, you think, oh, I really want somebody who wants to jump in the sack with me all the time.
Yeah. But you also have to think about like, well, I mean, she probably had another first date 2 weeks ago and maybe 2 weeks before that. And then it's like, eh.
Yeah. But that's okay. Because if you had had 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before that, women were willing to sleep with you on the first date. That like would have been okay.
Any woman who wants to sleep with me on the first date shouldn't be looking at me as husband material either. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, see, it never really bothered me because I never went into anything thinking, oh, this is somebody I want to marry. I just kind of rolled around until...
Right.
Until you got married?
Well, until, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that's... I don't know if it's good or bad.
No, I don't know. I just think people ought to be straight about it. Because it seems to me if you're out with somebody as a woman and you're very attracted to them and there's part of you that really just wants to sleep with them and thinking that's going to be all great. But then you actually really like them too. There's this war that goes on in our heads. Oh, well, if I sleep with him, he's not going to, quote, respect me. But, boy, I really would like
that's
to. So then you end up saying no. It's so
silly.
Should
just go with oral sex on the first date.
Oh, right.
Good idea.
God. Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot about that one.
Great equalizer.
Yes, perfect.
Because now that's something a guy
does always
want.
That's what you're
going to
teach your daughters, right?
I have two sons and I've gotten snipped, so that's what I'm going to teach them.
But but that game you're talking about, from a guy's perspective, you send mixed signals. And it's like, yeah, I think she likes me, but yeah, it's like, you know what? I can't do it. I'm not going to wait around for this because I'm not really sure.
Yep. But women can't win. We get put in this position where we're forced to choose between good girl or slut. I don't know how you win that one.
I like it when established good girls do kind of slutty stuff.
So if they assured you that they'd never done a one-night stand or slept with somebody on the first date, but you were so special they want to sleep with you, then that would be possible wife material?
I'm just saying, like, that's just something I like. I like the girls next door who... you can talk into doing something a little bit naughty. And it can't come easy because that's a red flag.
Uh-huh.
But if she's like, oh, I've never done this before. And then she's like, oh, by the way, when you're back there, do this and this and this. It's like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, grab the ponytails. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Whip me. Yeah.
Put that foxtail in me.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so cute. Right. That would be awesome.
Tie the foxtail to my ponytail. Like, that's a red flag for me on the first date.
That's bad. There are hooks for that, actually. Way better than the foxtail. Okay. Right. You don't want to mess up that pretty foxtail.
Right.
You want to use an appropriate hook. And that'll hold.
I didn't know those existed.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
All right. We have Nathan on the line.
A call.
Yeah, we have a call. Nathan's not shy. I love that. I love when the Blitzers aren't afraid to come and call and talk. What's up?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I've been listening to you guys and laughing and cutting up, but my wife and I actually met to be friends with benefits, and it took maybe 3 weeks, and we've been together ever since. We've never even spent a single day apart.
That's wonderful.
It was never intended to be anything more than just have fun, and it's now been 8 years.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
It's an awesome feeling to have that, but like before her, I was... horrible relationships, and I'm like Fred. Not on the first time, but it happened with her, and I'm not looking back. So I just wanted to comment and say I like this part of the show. Actually, it makes it kind of changes up the mood a little bit. So thanks, guys.
Well, thank you. Isn't it just a matter of communication? I mean, that to me is the simplest thing. If you just say, "Look, this isn't happening the first day, but I really want to see you again."
Oh, that
can
would
you just say that. And I'm good with that. But I also prefer people's like, look, dude, you're a disgusting troll. I'm never sleeping with you. Okay, fine. I like hanging out with you, but that's okay. I'm probably scratching you off my list. But it doesn't come down to just being honest with each other.
Yeah, but there are so few people who are really, frankly, honest when it comes, especially to our sexual, sensual needs, wants, and desires. That's part of why we're here. That's why Darling Way is here. If everybody could be that straight, then you wouldn't have to worry. You would believe someone on a date when they said, I haven't had sex in however long. Right. I've never had sex, but really, I like you so much. You're turning me on. I really want this. You could believe that. Instead, we play all these games and dances and we judge and we stereotype and we're guessing. But I'm with you, Fred. If everybody would just start being really honest, that would be pretty awesome.
Well, see, I got pretty good at being honest after, I think, the second divorce, simply because I'm old and I'm going to die soon. So there's no reason to BS. We got a couple more calls for you. Cruz.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing sports.
Hey, how you doing?
Again, sports.
Go, man.
Hey, now.
Ask your question. Hello? Yes, you're on. Ask your question.
Hey, how you doing? No, not a question, really, but I heard someone else say you get married, you get laid more, but that's so not true. Because I met my single days way, way, way more better. And anyways, but as a guy, ladies, we just want to say for most of us guys, I had a pretty successful dating career, and we just like it when you're more honest, more open. Tell us what y'all want. You know, the most sexy thing I ever heard a woman tell me was, let's just enjoy each other until we stop enjoying each other. And I think if y'all just, you know, the question always comes out in the first day, well, what are you looking for? You know, and if you just tell them, hey, why don't we just go with tonight and find out after tonight? And I think that doesn't make you look like a slut. It makes you know what you want. You know, more assertive. And usually that falls into 30s categories. So that's it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, though, I think you said you were married.
Yeah, but he's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore. Okay. So I'm thinking that when he was dating, he was trying a lot harder, too, which is part of what happens, right? When you get married, sometimes we don't try quite so hard to make it as romantic or exciting for the person we're with. But if we could all, I think, be honest, which means the men have to be more honest too, and we have to stop judging behavioral.
This is not
perverted.
It's not possible for me. I just need women to be honest and just deal with me being a total liar.
That would be the world of AJ, the ideal world, right? Okay.
Some of us like double standards. It's fine. All right, one more, Daniel.
Hey guys, you were talking about that first date thing.
Yeah.
And, two things that I didn't never even thought about on a first date. I always started a date with a hug and ended it with a kiss on every first date I've ever been on. But my wife now, she shook my hand when I first met her. So I went in for the hug and she shook my hand. And then at the end of the date, we were like probably 3 hours just sitting in the parking lot after the movie. And I thought she gave me every indication she wanted me to kiss her. And I went in to kiss her, and she kind of, like, pulled away, but made it playful, you know, so I wasn't embarrassed. But we've been together for 7 years, got two kids, been through everything possible. But that still sticks out, that first date, those two things I never even thought of, but it caught me off guard. But I really appreciated them. So just throwing that out there. I don't think I've never had that happen to them. But.
Yeah, I feel like especially, I mean, if you're going on a date with someone who you already know, like from your circle of friends, a hug's an acceptable open to the date. But if you're meeting, like if you're set up with someone for the first time ever and you're just meeting them, a hug is inappropriate.
I think it depends on you. I tend to hug. I really like hugs. So if I've texted or chatted, if I've agreed to meet somebody there, even if they're a friend of my friends and it's a blind date,
like
I generally would just do... Yeah, but just as a way of saying, hey, I'm glad to be here, because I'm not just...
Taking it full circle, if you don't shower before the date, I wouldn't go in for the hug if I were you guys.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
I would agree.
Well, so can I tell you my last... I actually did a blog I totally forgot about a long time ago about dating do's and don'ts. And you
tell
know,
us
my
the last
one was bonus points. Bonus points on a date if you haven't had sex with somebody else before the date.
Like, right before, or?
enough that the person you're going out with can tell that you've had sex with somebody else.
Oh, no. That's not good.
It's going to eliminate a lot of possibilities.
Who would think that? But apparently now, so I tell people that. Yeah.
Okay. That's...
I know that I've done something right when I've actually silenced both of you.
Yeah. You got me there.
Yeah.
I would imagine a woman, that would be a turnoff.
Oh, wait. It
depends on the woman.
Did I tell you it was that a man had done this?
Oh, I thought that's what you were insinuating. Because you said at the beginning, guys, make sure you shower.
Right. But this time I just said bonus points for anybody.
Okay. All right. Well, now we know.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd... Well, unless there's video, I don't know how I'd feel about somebody who just had sex coming and hanging out with me.
Would you really, like, your first date? She's like, oh, hey, I want to show you what happened 20 minutes ago. I don't need that video either. I mean, that's...
It's like, well, let's see if we can top that. All right. That's Beth Liebling from Darling Way. Go by and check out her shop. And, you know, guys, if you want to go ask her these questions in person, take your significant other and just tell her you heard about it on the Blitz, and she'll take care of you. 3423 White Oak. And, you know, if you're too embarrassed to call in, then... You can go see her. Very cool place. All right. Thanks for coming, Beth. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. And, yeah, nobody should be embarrassed at Darling Way.
We will.
Thank you so much for having me. It's fun.
Our pleasure.
All right. We will do it again. I'm still old school where you just plow them with alcohol and hope for the best. And so if you're going to do that, plow them with the best alcohol. And we know what the best is. Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, is Whitmire's, and they've got all the great products that you've heard me talk about over the years that you know damn well I enjoy them, and people have been over to my place have actually seen that's what I have. And the best thing is, if you haven't had a chance to try them yet, you need to go out. They've totally remodeled the place. It's huge. There's plenty of room out there. Hey, guess what? Sam Houston starts here in a few weeks. Go out there, get your drink on at Whitmire's first, and then come out to the track, because they're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6. You can enjoy the full range of products while you're there. And you can also buy a bottle when you're there as well and take it with you when you go home. And how about this? If you're going to have a bachelor party, maybe, you know what, maybe your friends are going to get together and have some kind of, you know, you're going to talk about some of the things that Beth talks about. Well, guess what? You can have a private event there. You probably need to keep it clean. But no matter what it is, bachelor party, if you're going to have a, maybe you're going to have a bachelorette party, maybe it's just a birthday party, maybe you just want to have an I Appreciate the Falcon party, this is the place to do it. You can book your private events there. All you have to do is visit Whitmire's.com for info on distillery tours as well as accommodations for private events. And go by, say hello to the guys, owned by Blitzers, owned by veterans. And I'll tell you what, proud to call these guys friends. Their products are fantastic. Please check them out. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the
tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, new year, new career. How's it looking for you? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Are you going to struggle again for 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? If you're feeling stuck, great place to go, My Computer Career. It's an IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even if you have no experience. You attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certification you're going to need to start your new career. Plus, we're going to help you get hired. And advance, for that matter, because they've got lifetime career services. This is the real deal, guys. They helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs in 2016 alone. You can join those guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. Tell them you heard about it here, of course. By the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting soon, so make new year, new career your resolution. And take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, such as A.J. Hoffman and Jong Lee. All you can eat and drink, not of those guys, of the food. Refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting for only $125. And if you think about that, you're going to get to go to the coolest party of the week. $125, all you can eat and drink, and of course the barbecue succulent. I mean, how do you say no to that? And get ready to celebrate the big game with Gabby at Big Texas Party. And it's going to be a blast. I promise you.
You're going to get somebody pregnant.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Good for you, man.
I think my wife's out of town, too. So I may try to get too pregnant that night. I just won't tell the other one. All right.
Get a fake name.
Exactly. I'll be Ron Mexico.
Fred Fowlin.
I used to have a fake name that I would use, but not for that purposes.
Oh, okay. You know, like so, for hotels?
Yeah.
Or for like tax evasion?
Both.
Okay.
I told you how much I'm paying the IRS this year.
It's true.
It probably wasn't a good
idea. When the horse track asks for I need to report this.
No, but you know how it is.
Don Billingsley Ham.
When we win poker tournaments in Vegas, they take our name down. I don't get my real name for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always give them my player's card so they get my real name.
But they get it when you sign up. But when it's over, you don't have to give them anything. You don't get credit for it. You already got credit for signing up. So I always put Frank Vanzetti.
I don't know that I've ever won a tournament in Vegas that was enough money that it was like the IRS was going to worry about it. It's like I don't think I've ever won more than a grand.
It's just habit. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous people who died during this week over the years. We start with 2003, Maurice Gibb, guitarist of the Bee Gees. Cardiac arrest at 53. That is not a good run.
It's good news for you.
No, it's not. Because
you're 52.
I know. I want to do better than that.
Oh.
2001, Affirmed, American Racehorse. Only famous because for how many years did we have to say first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978?
All right.
Okay, let's see. 1983, Roy DeMeo, American gangster from the Gambino crime family, murdered at 40. Also not a good run, although for a gangster, 40's probably about par. Dave Thomas invented Wendy's. Died in 2002. The age of 70. Ate all that good fast run. Food. He might have had a better run. 70 to me is kind of getting, I'm kind of creeping that good run thing up a little bit as I get older.
When I used to mess with fast food, Wendy's was high on my list. I mean, as far as national chains, I think Wendy's is the best.
Yeah.
Like up against Burger King and McDonald's.
I'll go Wendy's. Yeah. And not against Whataburger, though.
No.
Okay, real quickly, Ray Kroc, Samuel Colt, Eli Whitney. Let's get to the best deaths. It's already been a year. David Bowie.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, me either. 2016 also, Alan Rickman. Very fine actor. 1642, Galileo.
That was last year, too.
And 1324, Marco Polo, most famous from the Geico commercial.
Well, and from the pool game.
Yeah. In the Geico commercial.
Right.
All right, two porn stars. Here we go. Guess how they died. 2016, Tara Ray.
Overdose.
Suicide. 2007, Vanessa Freeman.
Ooh. That's a car accident.
Murdered by prostitute client.
Oh, that's close.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Beth Liebling for joining us. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. A&M basketball up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.